Baritone Gavin Ring and pianist Simon Lever in Ralph Vaughan Williams' Silent Noon, performed at this year's Northern Ireland Opera Festival of Voice.
Ypres, autumn 1917.
As soon as a man was wounded and he fell, he never had a chance.
The final few weeks of a bloody battle.
Passchendaele was the infantryman's graveyard. We called it the slaughterhouse. And even the most seasoned veteran felt he'd be lucky if he got there and came back.
100 years on, Dan Snow brings you first-hand accounts from those who survived the terrors of the Western Front.
It's very, very hard to take yourself back to that crucible of violence that was the Third Battle of Ypres.
Voices of the First World War, next Monday to Friday at 1:45 on BBC Radio 4.
Well, it's just after 2 o'clock and you're listening to Afternoon Concert with me, Tom Redmond. A very good afternoon and welcome to the BBC studios in Salford, where we've spent the week with the BBC Philharmonic. Today, though, is Thursday, which means it's time for Opera Matinee. Now, you may have been expecting to hear Giordano's Siberia from the Radio France and Montpellier Festival, but in tribute to the great Dmitri Horostovsky, who died so very young just last month, we're going to hear him in one of his signature roles, Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin, in a revival of Caspar Holten's production at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. The Guardian described Horostovsky's performance in the production as exceptional, even by his standards. In an emotional interview with Sean Rafferty, Semyon Bychkov, who conducts the performance we're going to hear, described why Horostovsky was such an extraordinary Onegin. He was given a voice one never forgets after you've heard it. The personality of the man was so full of the joy of life, warmth and generosity, and he inhabited the language of Pushkin and Tchaikovsky like no one else. He sang what he lived, and he lived what he sang. Well, Eugene Onegin is without doubt Tchaikovsky's best-loved opera. Based on Alexander Pushkin's verse novel of the same name, it contrasted massively to the epic fantasy dramas that were taking Europe by storm at the same time. The idea of everyday, authentic experiences being presented on stage gives it a timeless, fragile, passionate quality. Act One opens on a Russian country estate. Two sisters, Tatiana and Olga, soprano Nicole Carr and mezzo Oksana Volkova, are singing a love song. Their mother, Madame Larina, mezzo Diane Montague, reflects with the girl's nurse, Filippievna, mezzo Catherine Wynne Rogers, on the naivety of youth, how she remembers being courted by her husband, but loved another. Tatiana spends her time reading novels, while Olga is being courted by their neighbour, the poet Lenski, tenor Michael Fabiano. Lenski arrives unexpectedly and brings with him a new visitor, Eugene Onegin, with whom Tatiana falls immediately in love. That night, Tatiana, unable to sleep, writes a letter to Onegin, confessing her love for him, and at dawn she asks Filippievna to deliver the letter to Onegin. He tells her that he's touched by the letter but fears he wouldn't be a good husband. Though he does have warm feelings, he can only offer friendship. Eugene Onegin is sung by Dmitri Horostovsky, Tatiana by Nicole Carr, Olga, Oksana Volkova, Michael Fabiano sings Lenski, Madame Larina, sung by Diane Montague, and Filippievna by Catherine Wynne Rogers. The orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera House Covent Garden are conducted by Semyon Bychkov.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Ma poi il suo strascio Ah, Thank you. Учитесь, властвовать собой, не сапой, вас, как я, поймет, ведь ей опыт вас ведет.
Сапой,
Tatiana left confused and devastated by Onyegin's dismissiveness of her advances. Act one of Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onyegin. Semyon Bychkov conducted the orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden. Eugene Onyegin, sung by Dmitri Hvorostovsky. Tatiana by Nicole Carr. Olga, Oksana Volkova. Michael Fabiano sings the role of Lenski. Diana Montague, Madame Lorina, and Catherine Wynne Rogers, well, Filippi Vievna. Well, you're listening to Opera Matinee here on Radio 3, in which we pay tribute to the great Dmitri Hvorostovsky, who died last month. If you've just tuned in, we're about to head into Act 2 of Caspar Holten's Royal Opera House production of Eugene Onyegin, starring Hvorostovsky in the title role. Well, in Act 2, Onyegin reluctantly accompanies Lenski to Tatiana's name day at the family estate. Annoyed by the gossip that he hears as he dances with Tatiana, Onyegin starts to dance instead with Olga, which angers Lenski to the point of challenging Onyegin to a duel. It all escalates quite quickly. The two men meet, and after Lenski sings of his fears that he'll be forgotten quickly if he loses, Onyegin fires, and Lenski dies.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you. Forza ist verdienta, sposta voi.
Sva me noi, dicevo, l'uvoglio sia pa voi, pa voi, dritto noi grassi.
A quavo, gnase dal, prisnania ta cova, za sto te dulsa,
ia doius, animata, l'uvoglio sia cazzo, sva I figaroi, mi sfex, hai manco per noi, chi crucis colori, mi dieva cecs foie, spagoi nuferli, in ad la pia piana, catiai, mala, disum pica piedi, mierda, hoce solgu pago bit, Magaia tam spiazza, da niente, o che tascia era!
Sto, da tesura sa sto!
Che pregrasna, mia schia scambiaes, chi mignaja ti salio, a mie cane!
Sto, par poi!
Oh, ziemlich wasch. Ja, ja, Lisa.
Ja, wie zas, wie zas.
Но все же это срано мне немножко, что нет его, сеть войны час, я думал, что он ждет уж нас.
Yeah. Da suga, pesa, 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 p
Lenski and Onyegin filled with remorse, but neither stops the duel. Onyegin fires first, and Lenski dies. Act 2 of Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onyegin in Caspar Holten's Royal Opera House production, recorded in 2015, and featuring Dmitri Hvorostovsky in the title role. But in the final act, Onyegin returns to St. Petersburg after travelling for several years to escape the guilt of shooting his best friend. He meets a relative, Prince Gremin, base Ferruccio Fulanetto, who introduces Onyegin to his wife, Tatiana. Gremin tells Onyegin how happy Tatiana has made him, and Onyegin realises he's made a disastrous mistake. He writes her a letter to tell her how much he loves her. And once it's been sent, Onyegin arrives at the Gremin palace and begs Tatiana to run away with him. She admits that she loves him, but won't abandon Gremin. Onyegin is left desperate.
Thank you. Царицей кажется нам.
Не будет он, а служит не разгляжу.
Privat nicht fahren. Thank you.
Onegin left with nothing but regret and desperate sadness. Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin, a tribute to Dmitri Hvorostovsky, who sang the title role, who died so tragically young just last month. The orchestra and chorus of the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden, were conducted by Semyon Bychkov, Onegin sung by Hvorostovsky, Tatiana by Nicole Carr, Olga, Oksana Volkova, Lenski by Michael Fabiano, Madame Larina, Diana Montague, Philip Yvevna by Catherine Wynne Rogers, Monsieur Triquet, Jean-Paul Fouchicourt, Prince Gremin by Ferruccio Folonetto, Zaretsky by James Platt, and David Shipley was a captain. Well, the operatic theme continues in half an hour on In Tune. Here's Sean.
Operatic royalty, no less, on In Tune this afternoon, Angela Gheorghiu, with a touch of Italian verismo. We have two brilliant young ensembles playing for us, the Heath Quartet with Haydn, Bach and Mendelssohn, and the Ayub sisters, who can and might very well play anything. Join us all. In Tune, 5 o'clock.
Well, you're listening to Afternoon Concert here on Radio 3 with me, Tom Redmond, at the BBC Studios in Salford, where all week we've been enjoying the fruits of the BBC Philharmonic's labour. We're going to hear the orchestra now with chief guest conductor Jon Storgård in music by the American composer Ulysses Kay. It was while serving in the US Navy that Ulysses Kay met the conductor Thor Johnson, who commissioned Kay to write a lively and optimistic piece for the young people of the National High School Orchestra at Interlochen, a centre for extraordinary young artists in Michigan. Johnson suggested the title of New Horizons, and Kay accepted, as he felt it was in keeping with the spirit of the music. However, that particular performance at Interlochen didn't take place. Instead, the work was premiered by the New York Philharmonic in July 1944. It was performed by the BBC Philharmonic here in Salford in 2016, conducted by Jon Storgård.
Thank you.
Jon Storgård conducted the BBC Philharmonic in Ulysses K's Of New Horizons. Well, we've been spending the week in the company of the BBC Philharmonic, as indeed we did back in October. Now, due to a glitch in the information superhighway, last time we were all here together, we were unable to bring you the promised complete performance of Smetana's triumphant nationalistic tone poem, Ma Vlast, My Fatherland. Well, I'm delighted that we can at long last deliver the final piece of that big Czech jigsaw puzzle as an early Christmas present and play you the previously absent first movement, Vyšehrad. The BBC Philharmonic was conducted in the orchestra's studios here in Salford by Pietri Inkanin.
Thank you.
Pietri Inkinen conducted the BBC Philharmonic in Vyshehrad, the first movement of Smetana's Mavlast, My Fatherland, a performance given to a live audience at the orchestra's studio here in Salford. Well, we'll be back with the Philharmonic tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Our concert of the day will feature a standing performance of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, conducted by Nicholas Collin. Hopefully the standing will come across on the radio. James Ennis joins the orchestra for Sibelius's Six Humoresques, and we finish our week here in Salford with some Bantok. Join us tomorrow at 2 o'clock for that if you can. But for now, it's nearly 5 o'clock, which means it's time for In Tune with Sean.
Yes, it is. 3 seconds to go. Good afternoon. Opera royalty, a pair of astonishing sisters, and four of the best strings. All in the wings, ready to delight the ear. That's after the BBC News with Diana Speed.
Palestinians have clashed with Israeli police across the occupied West Bank after the US President Donald Trump said his administration would recognise Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Protesters set tyres alight and threw stones. Palestinian medical workers say demonstrators were hit by live fire and rubber bullets, injuring 31 people. Earlier, the leader of the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas called for a new intifada, or uprising, in response to Mr. Trump's decision. The Israeli military said it was deploying reinforcements to the occupied West Bank. Accident investigators have concluded that the tram driver involved in last year's crash in Croydon in South London had probably dozed off as the cab approached a sharp bend at speed. 7 passengers were killed and dozens more injured. The final report on the accident sharply criticises the tram operators for not putting sufficient safety measures in place. One of Britain's most senior counter-terrorism officers has been fined £3,500 after confidential documents were stolen from the back of his car. Assistant Chief Constable Marcus Beale of West Midlands Police admitted a charge under the Official Secrets Act. Prosecutors said the files could have compromised operations and revealed the identity of police sources. The Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, has warned that the Islamic State group is invisibly reassembling itself outside Syria and Iraq. Mr. Johnson said that while IS had been beaten in these two countries, remnants of the group were working on new bombs and new ways of eluding detection. A dissident Republican leader has been sentenced to 11 and a half years in jail by a judge in Dublin for directing terrorism. Seamus McGrane from County Louth was recorded planning to detonate a bomb during a visit by Prince Charles 2 years ago. In the city, the weather, it'll be a cold night for all with clear spells in northeastern and southeastern regions of the UK. Elsewhere, it'll remain mostly cloudy with wintry showers and snow for southwest England, Wales, Northern Ireland and a large part of western and northern Scotland. Minimum temperatures will range from -1 Celsius in Edinburgh to 2 in London. Cold.
That's the understatement, Diana Speed. Thank you. Stay close to your wireless set, I would. Tonight we're the Heath Quartet with the two wonderful Ayub sisters and one, well, extraordinary essence of voice in all its thrilling, dramatic and tender guises. The BBC cleared the schedules for her triumphant Violetta and La Traviata in 1994. Angela Gheorghiu is back, here saluting love, the greatest treasure in the world.
Svario sulla bocca.